Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Cause it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
Different Strokes.
I love that. That was excellent.
It was a moment to improvising because the music was just fading out. So, yeah, you're listening to Different Strokes. If you, in case you missed that wonderfully sexy little plug embedded into No Doubt's Hella Good.
That was Gwen Stefani, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, back in the No Doubt days. And I appreciate that, Jade, because in case you haven't noticed tonight, we're trying to, like, pick songs that, you know, each other would normally pick. But I'm doing my best with, like, indie strummy lala Aussie artists, and Jade's doing her best to reach into the pop world without compromising her credibility too much.
Yeah, well, I found, like, it's an interesting challenge that we should talk about at some point, Dave.
Absolutely. As for now, though, we are, of course, in the middle of our shoe swab segment. I was being an animal lover before, whereas you, Jade, have to deal with people now.
Yes. Okay, Dave, it's a well-known fact around here that dealing with people is hardly my forte, would you say?
You're getting better at it, I have to say.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Dave. Thank you for noticing. I'm trying. In any case, you know, I have a girlfriend. She's quite outgoing and all this kind of stuff, luckily for me. So I actually do have some sort of social life. So she's, you know, all the party hostess with the mostess all the time. So I thought, okay, well, it's probably a good idea for me to actually know how to host a good party, considering we're about to have a housewarming party.
Mm.
And won't everyone be jealous that they're not coming?
That's right. Exclusive VIP only.
Yes. Security screening and all. Anyway. Please, Dave.
I'll be rocking up in the red carpet, you know, waving at the paparazzi outside.
Exactly. Just wear some underwear, Dave, please.
I want to get out of my limo.
Anyways, I looked up how to be a skillful party host, and I found a thing that was like 5 tips for how to guide your gathering to be a successful one. And here are the 5 things. Number 1, welcome your guests. The first key to being a good host is being at the front door when guests arrive. It's simple but all-important first step to make your guests feel comfortable and welcome. I'm going to remember this, Dave. And you're going to – I think you should report back after the party.
Yeah, I think I should bring a checklist with me, you know, show up at the door with my clipboard.
Number 2. Direct the flow of your guests' movements. From the front door, you should give guests some direction, like what do you do with their jackets or where do they get a drink. Suggest that they begin to move through the house so that you can set up a basic flow to the party. My place isn't that big, Dave, so there's not going to be much flow happening.
Oh, okay.
It might be more of a drip. Number 3. Bring people together. Parties tend to break up into lots of little conversation groups, and a good way to combat this is to plan some central event to bring everyone together.
Mm.
We're already on top of that tick. Number 4, mingle meaningfully with your guests. As the host, your job is to make sure all of your guests feel comfortable. So you can't spend too much time with any one guest or couple, but you should try to make the time you spend with each person meaningful so they'll be present and always be present and attentive. So mark me on that one, Dave, too, because that's probably going to be the most difficult one for me. Like standing at the door and saying hi is probably easy, but the conversation thing?
Yeah, try to make everyone feel – I know exactly what they're talking about there, because I had to host an event when I was sexuality officer last year, and you do feel – like you're whoring yourself out sometimes because you flutter. Literally, the term social butterfly comes into it because you flutter from one person to another, one conversation to another. But that's you just got to do that, make sure everyone feels included.
Yeah, I know. This is where I'm going to struggle. And number five, plan your event. The most memorable parties feel like they were effortlessly thrown together, but a lot of planning goes into a good party. Your guests don't have to know that you spent 3 hours thinking up ways to keep people engaged and flowing through the party, but they will enjoy the fruits of your labor. And when you've created an atmosphere where everyone feels comfortable and has a good time, you'll earn a reputation as the host with the most.
Indeed, you already are, I'm sure.
And that's exactly what I'm planning.
Oh, Jade, all these expectations now when I show up for your housewarming. I mean, oh.
Here's the thing. Most of it probably won't be my doing whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, your partner will probably step in and do it naturally anyway.
Exactly.
But, you know, it's interesting how dealing with, you know, this week's shoe swap, dealing with animals and dealing with people can be so similar, I feel.
Yes.
You know, I often feel that animals are a lot like people. And this is, of course, common knowledge for everyone that has a pet or has dealt with animals. But because I haven't, sometimes, you know, we recently just got a pair of hens, like old chooks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shocked about how clever they are. Like, they know it's feeding time and they know how to snuggle up next to each. I think they're old lesbian chooks, to be honest, Jay.
Really?
They have their own hearts each, but they choose to snuggle together in one.
Or maybe they need the warmth.
Sure, that's what they say. That's what I said in camp as well. You know, but my two old lesbian chooks are very clever. I find that they know when it's dark, and if we don't feed them, they come up to the door.
Yeah.
They fly over the fence and come up to the door and peck.
Your hens fly? I didn't know the chickens flew.
Oh, come on. The gate's not very high. They can fly a certain meter, like maybe 1.5 meters high. Not very high, but they flew over it. So they're very clever. And I just started thinking, how much are animals like people? So... Yes. Maybe we're making positive steps forward this week. It sounds like we're in rehab or something.
Yes.
You know, but...
We're working through our phobias.
People and animals. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9. Coming up after this, Jade and I, we'll have a nice little chat, won't we?
Yeah, we'll chat.
Nice little wind down.
You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/differentstrokesradio.